Jason Clifford. While all eyes will be on Flemington tomorrow in race 7 for the Melbourne Cup, your interest will be in the runners you're taking to Tattersalls Park for the 7 race meeting in Hobart on the inside track, and you've got some good chances. Let's first of all talk about in the first race, Speedy Seed. Showed up last start, rattling home at the Business Centre proceedings, and goes around in race 1 over 1400 metres, the 3-year-old Nut Maiden.
Yeah, he's shown me nothing since I've had him, and bar a little bit in one trial, I didn't have opinion of him whatsoever. I thought he was not much, couldn't run time in track work. Anyway, surprised me. I know it wasn't a strong maiden, but he finished his race off very good.
And so you expect him, if he runs up to that form, he'll be a chance in race one?
Well, he's obviously shown something, because Brendan's rang up and said, I'll ride him next start. So, Brendan must have seen something. And, he's still got a lot to learn, this horse. He does a lot wrong. He's very shy of other horses. And, inside track might be a disadvantage, because he'll get back. He doesn't know how to race in amongst horses, which is probably, it's going to take him a little while to get used to that. He's pulled up really well, and I actually think... He's actually improved, so I think he knows what it's about now.
All right, well, in race 5, it's only a small field of 6, and you've got half the field in Milicello, who'll carry top weight of 59, then Cosmic Choice and Devil's Quest carrying the minimum of 54 kilos. Let's first of all talk about Milicello. Flashed home over 1,400 metres last time with the same weight. Goes to the 1,550, it's more his distance.
Yeah, we should win, really. I've got a big opinion of Rocky Tynes. Well, he's not running in that race, and, he beat the rest of those horses quite easily. And over a mile, he's just going to be better again. He's improved, and, I just think that he should win the race. Cosmic Choice, she ran a really good race the other day. I actually thought she was a little bit underdone, and I thought she... probably hit a brick wall about 100 out, but she fought on really well. I was very happy with her run, but the question's got to be whether she can run a mile. And that's what we're just trying to find out this prep. If she can't run a mile, we're just going to sit her at sprint races.
But if she does stick it out and she has improved from that run, then, and she is the leader, then on that inside track, she does rate a chance.
Oh, she does. If she runs a mile out and runs as good as what she did the other day with the amount of improvement in her fitness, she could take the race.
And Devil's Quest also gets back in his races as a rule.
Yeah, he'll be ridden quiet, and he's got a nice 0-78 race that he's going to run in on Sunday. So it's probably too short for him the mile, but he'll hit the line hard, and it's just to give him a clean out for the 2100 on Sunday.
Okay, and in race number 6, you've got 3 in that as well, in Bluebud, Prom King, a last start winner, and Lahar. The horse that's been with you a short time and won both of her starts for you. First of all, Bluebud, and this is over the 1550 as well in a 0-66. What's her chances?
Yeah, well, Bluebud, you couldn't have been happy with her run last time. She got pushed off on the corner. There was a bit of interference, and she copped it. And you wouldn't have thought you'd run. You would have thought she'd run last, and she ran home, ran fifth. It was a big run, but she just keeps running home, and finishing fourth or fifth, and. It's time to step her up, and if she can't step up in distance, and if she can run a mile, she wins the race, because her run the other day was a top run in a strong class full race. So if she runs a mile, she wins the race.
Prom King, now we only had him for 2 starts since he arrived from Victoria, a very good first up second for you, and he won very well in Launceston.
He's been a bit of a shock, really, because when we got him, he had a few issues and a few things wrong with him, and but he's happy, and he's racing very well, and he'll run well at the mile. He's been freshened up, and I think the key with the horse, you can't race him too much. He doesn't hold much condition, and you've just got to be you've got to space his runs. But he's freshened up nicely, and he wouldn't blow a candle out when he gallops. So he'll run a good race too.
And Lahar, well, this mare, she's had the 2 starts for you for 2 impressive wins, and actually with a 1.5 kilo for Ronan Keogh, puts her back on the minimum of 54 kilos.
Yeah, well, Brendan galloped to her on Saturday and just said this mare's got better. So let's just hope that she has got better and she can take the next step. She'll after this run, she's probably looking for a bit further. There's a nice 1800 in Devonport in a couple of weeks, so this will give her a good clean up. But she's freshened up nicely. She looks fantastic. I can't pick anything wrong with her. She's probably going to be the hardest beat out of my career.
So she'll be the hardest to beat of the trio?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, obviously you fancy Milicello in the open handicap. And you think that Speedy Seed in the opening race, number two, could be a bit of value each way.
Yeah, it's not a strong maiden and he's a good each way bet. I just think that the horse is the horse never knew how to let down. And now, he's found a couple of extra gears. Since he raced the other day, so he obviously knows how to let down now, which, we want to improve from that.
Well, Jason, all the best with your runners at Tattersalls Park on Melbourne Cup Day, and let's hope you can emerge with one or maybe two winners.
Thanks, Pete.